Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, while the world struggles to contain the outbreak of the coronavirus, its impact is spreading rapidly. Countries are shutting their borders and imposing isolation on cities and states. Businesses are scaling back their operations. The entertainment world is going into hibernation, and retailers worldwide are closing their doors. A leading cybersecurity vendor, Checkpoint Software Technologies, cautions when the real economy falters, the underground economy springs into action. Hackers around the globe are taking advantage of the COVID-19 outbreak by accelerating their activities to spread their own infections. We're speaking today to Sharad Sinha, Vice President and General Manager Asia-Pacific at Checkpoint Software Technologies. Sharad, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on your program.
So how are cyber criminals using global media interests in COVID as a cover to spread their malicious activity? And what sort of activities are we talking about?
Yeah, so recently what we have observed through Checkpoint's cyber intelligence unit, threat intelligence unit, is that the cyber attacks related to COVID are on the rise. So typically these are, we see a lot of websites with Corona COVID name coming, and the files with Corona kind of names that you will receive on email. In fact, we are noticing that almost 5,000 attacks on a daily basis have been happening at its peak. And on average, we are getting about 2,600 attacks on a daily basis, which are related to coronavirus.
So what happens? They have this fake website, I'm assuming. You click on it, what might happen?
So there are quite a few ways. So a majority of them are phishing websites. Mm. So you might get an email. You might get a promotional link. You click on that link and you end up at a place where your details could be taken. Mm. They're also targeting some very well-known websites and applications that people are using during these times. So, for example, as people are working from home, one of the very popular applications is Zoom, which is very popular, very powerful, and provides video conferencing facility. So there are a lot of domain names with Zoom getting registered recently. They sound somewhat similar. People are also able to get into Zoom calls. And, for example, Zoom allows them the possibility to record files, and it automatically gets sent to all the participants. So if somebody gets into your call, and internal files of an enterprise could be transferred to that participant.
Oh, so it's not just new domains we're talking about. Established domains, too, are subject to hacking.
Yeah, it'll be slightly worded differently. For example, Zoom definitely is one. Even Google Classroom, they will name it like Google Classroom.
Ah,
or they would target Netflix because people at home, they're watching Netflix. So COVID Netflix-related website will be there with some spelling error, some slightly different name.
Yeah.
You end up there, they will have payment options. Once you put payment details, there's a likelihood that they will take the details and do the hacking.
Yeah. Let's start from the business perspective then. How can these larger entities or just your established domain name combat this?
So one approach is to provide very secure remote access. So companies like Checkpoint Software, for example, we provide the software that protects when you work from home and you access enterprise space. Typically, you know, most of the enterprises are very well protected in terms of providing protection when you are inside the enterprise. But once you go beyond the perimeters of enterprise, you still need protection, particularly as you're accessing enterprise resources from your home environment. So one way is that. Secondly, generally being cautious with the, you know, passwords that you're going to use, not clicking on, for example, links which come with the promotional details, etc. Being extremely cautious with the emails and files received from unknown senders, especially if they're offering, let's say, special deals or discounts.
Perhaps a trip to the optometrist as well is in order for some of us with the failing eyesight.
One just needs to be careful.
So traditionally, in times of uncertainty, there is this increase in malicious activity. Do you think you could tell us why?
The reason is, you know, most of these hackers would target anything which is in fashion during any period. So in past, we have seen, for example, if a big event is happening, they would target that event. Anything which sees surge in activities, where they see opportunity of either making money or getting data that they're interested in, they would target it. COVID is somewhat similar.
In that vein, though, might we see a surge in, say, attacks for online grocery store delivery? That seems to be a huge thing here in Singapore, especially. Or I imagine absolutely. Worldwide in this time.
Absolutely. So, you know, online shopping definitely becomes a target if there are some popular sites from where people are ordering. But just by, you know, creating domain names which are somewhat similar. Because when you type a domain name as, you know, just by an error of one or two letters, you may end up somewhere else where it could be potentially a site to get your details and accurate account.
What other sorts of trends are checkpoints seeing emerge during this difficult time?
So definitely attacks related to coronavirus, we are seeing significant number of them, either through websites, through targeted emails, phishing emails. We are observing many websites come up, domain registrations, which are similar to some very popular collaboration, video conferencing kind of websites, or even consumer entertainment related websites. So that's another trend we are observing. They're always finding new ways, but it's mostly targeted towards usual activities you will see from business users or even consumers in some cases.
Let's talk a bit about some of the other findings that you guys came up with where it's product-based. You're thinking you're getting a good deal on something and hence you unfortunately greedily click onto
That's
it
right.
And then something happens, right?
Yeah. So I think one of the most common ones is when a special deal or discount is offered, you receive it either through an email or even when you're visiting a website, some pop-up comes and you'll get a promotional detail. Best way to do is to go to the authentic website. If you're interested in a particular product or a company, go to that company's specific website rather than landing there from some other website. That's one safe way of accessing services online.
Are you finding that this is a successful way to sort of fool people? I'm finding it a little distasteful to call it like Corona special offer or something to that effect.
So they use it in different forms.
Yeah.
I mean, they would not call it Corona or something. For example, let's say you're going to for grocery shopping through some online merchant. They would name it slightly differently in this period. And they would look at even certain set of things which are normally ordered. For example, if you've been ordering masks or sanitizer, so something similar during this period, it might be linked to that. There might be a promotional item or some pricing-related discount offered on such items. So they find creative means of attracting people to those websites. They may not exactly be called Corona, but they are in the theme of how things are happening during this period.
Sharad, before we let you go, a few more tips on what the equivalent of hand washing is in cyber hygiene terms.
The equivalent of hand washing is, first of all, be cautious of emails and files received from any unknown sender.
Right.
Especially if it has special deals or discount. Do not use same password for multiple applications. Use different passwords for different applications. Do not open any unknown attachment or click links within an email. Be aware of look-alike domains or even applications on your mobile phone, spelling errors in emails or website, or unfamiliar email senders. Ensure you're ordering goods from authentic source. One way to do it is not to click on promotional links in emails, and instead Google your desired retailer and click the link from the Google results page. Use a holistic approach to preventing your enterprise environment.
Sharad, it sounds like these hygiene tips are pretty much making you guys, our cybersecurity friends, sound like broken records. We've heard all of this before. And yet you're seeing people not doing it. Is that right?
Look, you know, hand washing has been around for a long time. It is
true.
It has become more relevant these days.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Thanks for joining us today. Sharad Sinha, Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific Checkpoint Software Technologies. Sharad, thanks for your time and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.